Hi, everybody. Welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. This podcast is a little bit different. I often talk about living with life with a chronic illness and tips and techniques of how to live the best life possible. Life with chronic illness can also be quite mundane and daily routine. You know, it is what it is, and we have to stick to it in order to survive the best we can and be the most comfortable that we can be. But every now and again, you get a day when something a little different happens. And this is what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about my 2 minutes of fame, which I really didn't see coming on any level. So I woke up yesterday morning with no great expectations of what my day would hold. I had no plans, no appointments, and I wasn't unhappy about what many would consider a boring day ahead. My day just started like any other. Pain meds, try and get out of bed, try again and again. Eventually grab my crutches and slowly start my daily chronic illness management routine. I am not going to bore you with the details of my pain and my morning routine in this particular podcast, as this story is all about an ordinary day becoming just a little extraordinary. First, though, I need to wind back 48 hours to the previous morning, or a previous morning. I was eating my cereal and I was watching the news breakfast TV on ABC. And I was sitting in my comfy lounge chair in the lounge room, just, you know, waiting for pain meds to kick in and doing what I normally do in the morning, which is happily munching away on my cereal, one eye and both ears on the breakfast TV news show and one eye on my phone reading my Facebook support forum posts. So as you know by now, my forum Medical Musings with Friends is global. So there's always a lot to catch up with in the mornings over breakfast, as the international members have been chatting all through the night. So I like to think of it as a bit of a working meal. Anyway, my forum focus was suddenly interrupted though. The news presenter began talking about COVID-19 vaccines becoming available for those with chronic illness. Our Australian government was launching a website which allowed you to check your eligibility and then find medical centres or respiratory clinics in your area to make a booking to get an AstraZeneca vaccine. This was really exciting news, especially for someone like me who, you know, has multiple chronic illness issues and really needs this protection. My first thought was to maybe just wait a week or so before booking, as there would likely be a rush of phone calls or the website might crash. You know, having been a previous executive manager in a bank, I know whenever we launched something, no matter how hard we tried to make it perfect, there would always be some kind of glitch or gremlin in the system at the last moment. So I was very aware that things tend to not run that smoothly. Of course, while my first thought was a sensible one to wait, I don't tend to wait if I can take action, so I quickly found the website. To my surprise, it opened straight away, and I was able to complete the short questionnaire to check if I was eligible for the chronic illness vaccine rollout. I was then led to a list of clinics in my area with full contact details so that I could easily call and make a booking. Wow, so far so good. The first clinic on the list was only 5 minutes from home, so I thought, well, let's ring them. I knew where it was, and I knew, you know, so easy for us to get to. A lovely receptionist answered immediately. She asked me a few relevant questions, and then she just booked both my husband and I into a vaccine clinic session for next week. Perfect. I couldn't believe how smooth and easy the whole process was. I was beyond relieved and so excited at the prospect of getting my first vaccine. It just gave me such peace of mind. So, fast forward 24 hours. The next morning, I was back to my normal routine, thinking no more about the vaccine booking because it was done and dusted. The breakfast news show was back on TV again. I was doing my normal, you know, blogging and looking at my forum and half listening to the news. But then the headlines were bombarded with stories about the COVID-19 vaccine booking website launch. None of the stories were good. I felt like I'd woken to a parallel universe. How on earth could my experience be so different from supposedly a vast majority of others? Now, I'm not usually one to write letters or send emails to instigate massive change. I do like to be a patient advocate. That's my work, but I'm comfortable doing that through my blog, through the podcast, my online forums, a bit of social media. And just working within that kind of network. But on this day, I just felt I needed to send an email to the Breakfast News show hosts, letting them know how positive my booking experience had been. So with not too much thought, I just quickly typed the following email to the TV hosts and I clicked the send button. And this is what the email said. Hi, Lisa and Michael. We often hear the bad experiences when initiatives are rolled out. I'm chronically ill, so eligible for stage 1B. I used the government website yesterday morning. I found a medical centre on the list close to home, not my usual medical practice as they're not receiving the vaccines this round. I rang the listed clinic, got through straight away, spoke to a helpful, bright receptionist, and my husband and I are booked in for our AstraZeneca vaccine next week. Very excited and couldn't be happier with the process. Sam. Short, sweet, simple. The show was nearly finished, so when I sent the email, I had no expectations of it being read on air, and I wasn't even sure if it would be read at all. So I had other commitments to think about. So I pushed through the morning events, pushed all the morning events aside, and I started to get on with my day. So back to yesterday. Another day, and I was back in my lounge room first thing in the morning watching breakfast TV and, well, you know the routine as well as me by now, so I won't go into it. I had, though, a really bad night, and I'd been awake since 3 a.m. So by 9 a.m., desperately needed to lie down to take the pressure off my bones. I don't mind enforced rest periods, as when I'm lying down, I can still write, I can check emails, I can administer my forum, do it all on my phone, and, I feel like I'm still achieving something. So as I was doing all of that and trying to rest, my phone pinged and the notifications indicated a new email. It wasn't an email I was expecting. I just didn't recognize the address or the name or anything. It was, however, an email waiting to change my day from an ordinary day to a very surreal day. This is what that email said. Good morning, Sam. I got your contact details from the ABC's new breakfast team. I'm wondering if you'd be happy to do a very quick 2-minute radio interview, pre-recorded, talking to me about how you're looking forward to getting the vaccine next week and how important it is for you as a person with a chronic illness. It'd be for the ABC's The World Today program. Kind regards, ABC. Oh my goodness. When I sent my email yesterday to the breakfast show, I never anticipated they would forward it to a national radio program. I never thought I would be asked to be interviewed. It was all so surreal. I thought about what I should do for about 10 minutes. I was so tired from lack of sleep and I wasn't sure I wanted to discuss my chronic illness issues with such a wide national audience. I then thought about why I blog, why I write, why I administer online support forums. I do it to encourage others walking in similar shoes to mine. I do it because I want to help people. I do it so that this disabled and decrepit body I live in has a purpose. Once I'd reminded myself of my motives, the response was easy. Yes, I would be more than happy to be interviewed. So, without further ado, within 30 minutes, I found myself answering the phone to one of Australia's well-known journalists. She was excellent and a very natural chat unfolded, despite no time for me to prepare. So, I had my 2 minutes of fame. The event which turned my very ordinary day into a very extraordinary one. I'm going to link the actual interview to this podcast, but then I'm also going to publish it separately because sometimes the links don't always work. So you'll be able to have a listen to it. So it's quite short and sweet. And there's a really lovely doctor that follows me on the interview who's had a kidney transplant who also talks about how this COVID vaccine is going to make such a difference to him. And it's so important to get it done. So well worth listening to both my little chat for what it's worth and this doctor afterwards. So the whole thing is only about 4.5 minutes. So thank you for listening again to my podcast and Medical Musings with Sam. I truly hope we will all soon be vaccinated and this COVID-19 pandemic will be a chapter in our history books. Stay safe. Take care. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you really soon.
Well, the next phase of the vaccine rollout begins here from Monday. The over 70s are in that group, as are workers in high-risk occupations and Indigenous people over 55. Also included are people with a number of specified health conditions, as Samantha Donovan reports.
Brisbane woman Samantha Moss has a number of chronic health problems, so getting COVID is the last thing she needs.
I have a rare bone disease, so basically my bones will just pathologically fracture and tend to not mend. So I have widespread fractures throughout my body. On top of that, I have rheumatoid arthritis as well, and I also have a permanent colostomy, so there's a couple of things, sort of, or a few things that I need to manage on a daily basis.
She's looking forward to getting her COVID vaccine next Tuesday.
Really important. I think, any kind of virus poses a threat to somebody with chronic illness. I mean, even the flu does. But with something like COVID, which is so unknown and, you know, has so many consequences in terms of being able to get out and about and you know, the way it spreads, etc., it's really important that we are protected.
You mentioned that with the medical problems you struggle with, you don't get out a lot. Has COVID worsened that for you? Has it made it harder to get out?
People would probably think I live a lockdown life anyway, so there was a sense where life didn't change a lot. I was already very used to ordering online shopping and, you know, shopping online for all kinds of things and being quite content with what I do at home. But yes, it did make a difference in that there would have been, you know, occasions. My husband's my full-time carer and, you know, he would have taken me out for, you know, just a coffee maybe somewhere and those sort of things on the occasions when I'm able to do that. So things like that we just haven't done. So once we're vaccinated, then, you know, I'll feel a lot more confident to do those things again.
Samantha Moss was lucky enough to get a vaccine appointment at a doctor's surgery she doesn't usually attend and didn't have any problems with the process.
Just so fast, I was really impressed. And then I was hearing all these other stories about it being so difficult for people, and I honestly expected it would have been like that, but it wasn't. So that's just my experience.
Another group eligible to get the COVID vaccine under Phase 1B is organ transplant recipients. Retired doctor Trevor Mudge is among them.
Most of us, if not all of us, have to take drugs which suppress our immune systems so that our own bodies don't attack the transplanted organ. So that all of us who've had a kidney transplant and many other transplants are on what's called immunosuppressive drugs, which reduces our body's capacity to fight viruses and bacterial infections.
So, Dr. Mudge, what precautions have you had to take during the pandemic to make sure that you didn't get the infection?
I've been a bit of a homebody for the last 12 months, and we haven't been out into public places very frequently in that time because of the extra risk that we've running. So the vaccine is going to be really a vital piece of equipment for all of us as transplant recipients, and we've all been very much looking forward to the capacity which it will bring for us to be socially more able, more to circulate socially than we have been for 12 months.
Dr. Mudge, have you managed to get an appointment as yet?
Yes, I have an appointment for about 2 weeks' time, I think. And what a day, what a great day that will be. And to actually have a vaccine up and working within or just after 12 months of, since this virus has been discovered is a tribute to the hard work that so many medical and laboratory people have put in.
And as a doctor, do you have any concerns about side effects or any other issues as you get the vaccine?
No, not at all. The whole world's population is going to have to be vaccinated if we are to win the war against this particularly nasty virus.
Kidney transplant recipient Dr. Trevor Mudge ending Samantha Donovan's report.